This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, feedback coming in from Rich Hashwell on Twitch. Swift and Stenberg look the part. That's who he's got. We're talking about a headline from Lions camp. Fill in the blank. Blank and blank look the part. Who do you think the names are that fill in the blank? Unnamed texter. Swift and Cephas look the part. Another unnamed texter. Hockenson and Swift look the part. Another unnamed texter. Hockenson and Okuda look the part. I should read the whole thing. It's looked apart early. From Josh, Swift and Okuda looked apart early. Unnamed texter, Swift and Stafford looked apart early. Unnamed texter, Swift and Jackson looked apart early. Unnamed texter, Quintez Cephas and Jonah Jackson looked apart early. I've been reading great things about them so far. Unnamed texter, Bo Scarborough and Matt Stafford looked the part early. Harry and Rochester, DeAndre Swift and Julian Okwara looked the part early. Brad in a truck, DeAndre Swift and Jonah Jackson looked the part early. Connor at work, Jonah Jackson and DeAndre Swift looked the part early. I'm not sure we had any repeats in there. DeAndre Swift and Jonah Jackson. We did have that one repeated. They just were in different orders. One said Jonah Jackson, DeAndre Swift. The other said DeAndre Swift and Jonah Jackson. The headline, I got to find it, of course, comes from The Athletic, and I will read it exactly as written. Lions observations. Jonah Jackson and DeAndre Swift looked apart early. So congratulations to Connor at work and Brad in a truck, who both got it. And I think they're the only two that I've seen that have come over here in the early going that looked the part early. I was reading that Jonah Jackson was just getting a ton of run with the number ones, the guard out of Ohio State. They're going in padded practices, and he doesn't seem to be overwhelmed, doesn't seem to be too much for him. DeAndre Swift is a handful to cover out of the backfield for the Lions linebackers. Of course, with every good, there's some bad. Just might mean that the Lions linebackers can't cover anybody. But bottom line is those two rookies looked the part early, and it's kind of inconsistent. I mean, I just took that from the Athletic story, but everything I've read from a variety of beat writers that are there seem to think that that not only Jonah Jackson getting the opportunity to run with the ones, but DeAndre Swift coming out of the backfield are both doing very well. Thank you, everybody, for that who participated. This is cool because that kid, Barry, the high school kid that called in, he got hey, it's Common Gamer on Twitch. That caller was one of the best I've heard. Barry, the kid? Yup. From another unnamed texter, for cross-country races, watch the beginning of any race, and they talk about the COVID stream. They run in lines behind each other. Chris in Brighton, that high school kid is spot on. I'm a former MSU All-American 800-meter runner. The sport is full of spit, gasping for air, vomit, etc. Another one here from an unnamed texter. Large invitationals are being canceled, so most races will be duels or with less than five teams. So let me give Barry some praise, because I was reading today about this announcement that's going to come from the MHSAA regarding what's happening this fall with volleyball, boys soccer, and girls swimming and diving. But the story went on to say cross country, boys tennis, and girls golf are a go. I've seen stuff on social media of golf and tennis being played today outdoors and deemed safe. We're waiting to hear about volleyball, boys soccer, and swimming, but it never occurred to me. I know better. And Barry, I'm glad he called. Cross country is a surprisingly physical sport. If you are, obviously those who run it aren't surprised at all, but those who have no affiliation whatsoever know that some of these longer races, there is a lot of physicality and a lot of heavy breathing. A lot of heavy breathing. When I'm outside and I'm running or walking, I don't wear a mask when I'm doing it because I can control where I'm going. I can control being 6+ feet away from people. When I've gotten on trails is where it gets a little dicey, right? Somebody's running towards you. They're breathing heavy. They're droplets in the heavy breathing. That story of the church that held a choir practice, and more than half the people got it because in singing, it's expectoration, droplets in the air. It's spreading. Barry was right. And I'm mad at myself for not asking the question before he called. Why is cross country allowed? Why is cross country allowed? Because that's 50 athletes-ish out there running in close quarters, very physical. Now, I'm not, if you think football should be played and all that, but I'm saying this is a sport that I think checks a bunch of the boxes that would also be checked for a sport like football. Not as many, but I think the cross-country crowd is signed in, is getting back to us right now. We're getting feedback from them. We're hearing from them saying, yeah, this sport absolutely is one where COVID could spread. Feedback coming in. What's the shoot the boot recap? Well, this needs some clarification because the shoot the boot bet I made yesterday, and we do this every once in a while when we don't think we're really going out on a limb, but there is a chance we could lose. Tigers starting pitching ERA by the time Tarek Skubal made the first start of the Skubal-Mize combination was 7.42. I need to make this very clear because some people are doing the math on what Mize needs to do tonight. It doesn't matter what Mize needs to do tonight. I made the shoot the boot guarantee that Skubal and Mize combined ERA the rest of the year would be below 7.42. That I did not think it was possible that they could be worse than 7.42. Now, if they go out, and last night Skubal debuted and his ERA after one game is 18. So Mize can go out and be bad again tonight. They just have to settle down and be better moving forward than 7.42. So that is bringing you up to speed on what the shoot the boot guarantee has been. From an unnamed texter, Doug, has there been any talk about moving baseball to the fall and football to the spring? Baseball's been played and can easily be played all fall. There had been talk about it. It got shut down. When this first went down, I made the suggestion that the MHSAA look at this. I actually talked to somebody at the MHSAA. They decided not to do that. I think they were worried about possibly back-to-back baseball seasons getting canceled. Because if there's an outbreak or things aren't better in the fall and baseball falls victim to that, then the 2020 baseball season and the 2021 baseball season would both be wiped out. Of course, they could move it back to spring, I suppose. Little League football in Detroit is still going. They have no plans of canceling the season. That's from an unnamed texter. Saw this one earlier, and I want to follow up on this. How about this text? Have friends with kids who play hockey. They are told to park in the back of the rink and come through the back door to work around restrictions. Another one here. Rinks aren't legally open. We just got our men's league sign up with no payment requirements at this point because they don't know when they'll be able to open or how many games we will get. That said, I have little doubt somewhere, someone is running one on the down low. Yeah, look, I mean, this happened with gyms too, right? Eventually they get caught. And I don't know what happens to them. But if you have a COVID outbreak and kids or family members get sick because of rinks illegally running hockey, that's not good. Here's an interesting one via ticket text from an unnamed texter. Good morning. I'm a sporting goods salesman that calls on high schools. 100% of my livelihood comes from high schools. That said, I don't understand how this is even a question. Shut things down until a vaccine is in place. Period. High school sports will be back and be fine. Well, I mean, some of these sports, it seems like, can be played safely. Safer and safer to protect the idiots. All we're doing is making a better idiot. Do we really need to make signs to tell people to wash their hands? Well, apparently we do. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We got more feedback coming in regarding the Tigers and Casey Mize. We do need to talk about a huge decision that was made yesterday. We'll also update you as soon as we hear anything from the MHSAA regarding soccer, volleyball, and any other sports that may be moved to the spring. That announcement's expected to come today. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.